All right, I'd like to officially call this meeting to order, November 7th. Our annual commissioners meeting, I don't really say annual, but at this time, I would like to ask Reverend George if he didn't mind giving us an invocation and then lead us to the pledge. If everybody would, please stand.
May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another day of life and another day of opportunity. We thank you for what you've allowed us to accomplish today, whether little or much. And we pray, dear Lord, that you will bless our present assembly, bless the commissioners who have been elected by the citizens to discharge the business of the county, and bless all of us who are staff who will carry out things that are passed tonight. Lord, we pray for the election tomorrow and that your will be done. We pray you'll just bless us all individually and collectively as a work family and as a community of here in Duplin County. Would you just bless us with a good Thanksgiving? We just thank you for your many blessings of life. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Buechel. Okay. Any commissioners have a thing to add to the agenda tonight?
I do not.
Mr. George?
No, sir. Mr. Chairman, do not.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the board?
Move to accept the agenda.
Okay, I've got a motion.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to accept the agenda. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay. That moves us into the minutes of our October 17th meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none, what's the pleasure of the board?
Move to approve minutes.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay. I'm assuming everybody's had the time to look through the consent agenda. Any comments?
Move to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay, that moves us to item number one. Is any public comments tonight?
She says no, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right. Just for the record, our assistant county manager, George Futrell, is sitting in tonight for Davis Prentson, and I just decided I might need to make sure I stated that for the record. All right, and we appreciate what you're doing, Reverend George. With that, item number two brings you up to the podium.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board. I appear before you tonight to request a public hearing in accordance with Duplin County 911 addressing the road name and ordinance. We would like to schedule this public hearing on December 5, 2022 to receive public comments regarding a request from Carmen Rivera to name a lane at the 200 block of Mary Bryant Road, Rose Hill, NC, in the Island Creek Township, to name it Blessing Lane.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to hold this public hearing on December the 5th. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Mr. George, if you don't mind, back up and take the road concerns.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Let me grab my pen. Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I'm here before you to take any road concerns that you may have that we could pass on to the Department of Transportation.
None.
No, sir.
I don't have any.
None.
No, see if the public has any.
I'm sorry, public have any concerns.
Now we'll move on, Mr. George.
Thank you, sir. The next item of business I have, Mr. Chairman and Board, is I appear before you on behalf of the Duplin County Economic Development Commission. The Economic Development Commission respectfully requests the Board of Commissioners approve the lease amount, just the lease amount, for the for 13.52 acres of county property that's owned out at the airpark. And this is for the purpose of the construction of the North Carolina Forestry Service Region 1 headquarters and training center. The lease amount and the terms are based on an appraisal that was done by Telex and endorsed by the EDC board. The EDC board voted to approve or to recommend this lease amount to the Board of County Commissioners. And as you can see that in the package that it states the amount and the increase this just allows the Attorney General's office and the property Department of Administration Property Department to start the negotiation of the lease. This just sets the basis of the dollar amount, and once the lease begins, then they will be sending back and forth to Tim Davis, perhaps myself, and the EDC board to negotiate the different terms of the lease. But this just establishes the basis of the lease amount. And so we'd recommend your approval tonight of the lease amount of the 13.52 acres.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to approve the execution lease of 13.52 acres of Duplin County Airpark to the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, pertinent to the general statute 160A-274 for the construction of the new Forestry Service Region 1 headquarters, subject to the county attorney's review. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay, that brings us to item number 5. Ms. Robin, good evening.
Good evening. Well, I'm here today to have you sign a form, and it's for the American Rescue Plan Act grant. And let's see, we're getting $123,908.56. And the form that I'd like you to sign is a no overdue tax form. And that's one of the components of the paperwork that's required.
Okay, pleasure to board.
Move to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the no overdue tax statement form required in the order of Cowan Museum and History and Science to receive funds awarded by the North Carolina Science Museum Grant Program and authorized chairman and county manager to sign. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This brings us to item number 6. Charles?
Bless you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners. I'm here before you tonight to nominate the final vacant seat for the planning board, Mr. Russ Brock. He's from the northern part of the county. One of the things I'm excited about this gentleman, his nomination, putting it forth, is he is a farmer with our big agricultural influence, and he is from the northern part of the county. This would complete to our 5 full spots on the planning board. He works for Southern States, and he's been a farmer for some time. He's been on the board of directors for local fire department, and I therefore submit his nomination for appointment to the planning board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to accept this appointment of Mr. Russell Brock to the planning board for a 2-year term. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you, sir. This brings us to item number 7. Josh? Is Josh Rayner?
Yeah,
In the other room?
He is.
Been around those jets, kind of hard to hear.
I just walked in, so don't worry about it. Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners.
Evening.
I'm here tonight to ask you for some additional funds to purchase fuel to resell. I'm asking for an additional $588,741 for fuel purchase, $36,255 for sales tax, and another $2,000 for credit card transactions. So that's going to be a total of $626,996 that will increase our fuel revenue and lower our overall general contribution by $58,619.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? I think everyone's clear on what this is where he purchases fuel for our airport and then he charges it out to our customers as they come in and buy the fuel. So there's no way to lose on this project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Good job.
That's a good job.
Okay, this brings us to item number 8, Mr. Bryan.
Commissioners, Mr. Chairman, good evening.
Good evening.
I've come before you tonight to request acceptance of the 2022 Domestic Preparedness Region Homeland Security Grant and approval of a budget amendment in the amount of $25,734.50. This grant was applied for in October of last year for the purchase of a UTV and a trailer to increase response and recovery capabilities for not only us, but the other 9 counties in the domestic preparedness region. If accepted and approved, the project will be 100% funded and fully reimbursed by North Carolina Emergency Management once expended.
Move to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the acceptance of this fund in the amount of $25,734.50 from the North Carolina Department of Public Safety Division. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you, sir. This brings us to item number 9, Ms. Angel Vanessian.
Good evening. I'm here with a couple of items. The first one is I would like your permission to schedule and have a public hearing on November the 21st for our fiscal year 24 grant submission. Our grants are due at the end of this month, and we intend to apply for an admin grant to cover administrative costs. That's $254,376. As well as a capital grant that will cover 3 replacement vans and some new office furniture for when our building is completed. And that's gonna be $368,664. That is the total cost. The local portion is 10% roughly for both of those, and that will be covered, of course, by our fund balance.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve to hold this public hearing. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Brings us to item number 10. Continue.
The next one is permission to hold a public hearing on November the 21st regarding our 5339 FTA discretionary grant. That is the grant that we are using to build our new facility. And we just have to hold a public hearing related to the cost, the local cost that will be shared. So I'm requesting your permission to hold that grant as well. The 21st.
Pleasure to board.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. That brings us to item number 11.
And lastly, every 3 years roughly, we have to update our Title VI policy regarding the services that we provide. We have updated that policy with new numbers for the census and updated as needed. The Office of Civil Rights has approved our updates and our revisions, and I'm requesting that you all agree to adopt the policy as written and have the chairman sign such.
Move to adopt.
Second. Got a motion and a second to adopt this update and the policy Title VI. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This brings us to item number 12, Tracy Carnegie. Whoops.
Nope.
Tracy Chestnut.
We'll make sure y'all hadn't switched
me around. Tracy Carnegie Simmons, we'll be right with you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm requesting two small changes to the county finance and purchasing policy. The first change is to section 1.1, which refers to the policy that the county does not conduct business with any vendors who have not paid their federal, state, or local government taxes or have been debarred in the federal system. And we are not going away from that policy, but during our most recent audit, our auditors interpreted that to mean that with every vendor, we would make them complete a certificate of no overdue taxes, which quite frankly would be impossible for my office to even track if someone owed taxes. So we tweaked the policy language a little bit to still assert that the county will not conduct business with any vendors that we find that have not paid federal, state, local taxes. And then it allows us the flexibility to require this. And typically we do this where federal and state revenues are involved because it's required in the contract language. And then with all of our contracts, our county attorney puts this assertion in the county language. So nothing major change there with the policy, just the wording. And Mr. Wilson did review that with us and approve it. Any questions on that before I move to the second request, change request? Okay, on the second change request, section 3.2, purchase orders, we have a list of exclusions of expenditures that are excluded from getting a purchase order prior to encumbering the funds. The new language change, the only change there is to add to the exclusion construction and project contracts. And the reason I'm requesting that is the contract encumbers. When you approve the contract, you're taking action as a government body, and that encumbers the funds by your action the same as a purchase order would. So typically a purchase order is for when we call and we make a verbal request, but your contract is one and the same as the purchase order as far as encumbering funds. So this gives me the flexibility in those times. For example, I'm tracking SCIF grants and any contracts related to those I'm already tracking in a project worksheet. So getting a purchase order, say for a contract, is somewhat redundant and unnecessary. So I'm asking you to add to the exclusions. It doesn't mean that you can't get a purchase order. You can still get a purchase order if that's what, you know, a department head chooses to do, but it's in the exclusions, just in case.
Pleasure to the board.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve the request revision to the Duplin County Finance and Purchasing Policy and the procedures to become effective this date. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you very much.
So that brings us to item number 13, Tracy Simmons Carnegie.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners.
Good evening.
The health department has two requests for this evening. The first one is for Vital Strategies, the opioid settlement RFA. Vital Strategies released a request for applications to leverage opioid settlement funds to build community capacity to support harm reduction programs throughout North Carolina. Community naloxone distribution, which is strategy number 7, and syringe service program, which is strategy number 9, from option A list of the North Carolina MOA that you guys signed. So those were two strategies off of the MOA. So we've selected those two to be the county's first two services to support the overdose crisis response in Duplin County. Both of these programs are key in reducing overdose death and engagement of individuals who use drugs. To help establish these two programs, Vital Strategy will match the county's opioid settlement funding to the community syringe service programs and naloxone distribution up to $70,000 per year for the first 3 years. Funding will be to support community naloxone distribution, evidence-based harm reduction services, drug checking supplies, such as fentanyl strips, and other expenses related to the delivery of these services. If awarded, Duplin County will be responsible for continuing 75% of the original annual pledge to these two community-based programs, following the expiration of the 3-year match. So what we would like to do at the health department, the request is for us to approve to apply for this RFA. With our request is just $10,000. So if we are able to be awarded this money, then for the first 3 years, this grant application, they would match us $10,000. Then for the following years, then the county would put $7,500 each year into these two strategies to continue with syringe exchange and naloxone distribution. And all this money would come from our opioid settlement money that we would receive every year.
Pleasure of the board.
Move to approve.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second to approve. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same side? Carried. Thanks.
Thank you. The next agenda item is the East Point grant, the whole person integrated care. The health department applied for a funding opportunity through East Point. It's our county LME MCO related to the whole person integrated care model. This is like the third or fourth year we've applied for this. With this funding opportunity, there's two areas of a focus, which is the integration of behavioral and physical health along with the social determinants of health. These funds will be used for the continuation of the department's telepsychiatry program through NC STEP, in addition to providing case management and crisis response. So asking tonight to accept East Point's whole person integrated care that we were awarded for $50,000 for this fiscal year 2022-2023 and an improvement of a budget amendment.
Okay, y'all heard the request. What's the pleasure?
Move to approve.
I got a motion and a second to accept. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same side? Carried. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Okay, Mr. George, you got some announcements and updates you want to give us?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Brinson asked me to pass along these general announcements to you. The next Duplin County Municipal Association meeting will be held on Thursday, November the 17th at the Rose Hill Restaurant in Rose Hill. The town of Kenansville's Christmas Parade is scheduled to take place on Saturday, November the 26th, beginning at 11 a.m. The Duplin County Senior Services Department will hold its annual Senior Christmas event at the Event Center on Wednesday, December the 14th. Festivities for the seniors will begin at 9 a.m., and the program, including a meal, will begin at 11:30 a.m. And finally, the annual Duplin County Employee Appreciation Christmas Luncheon will be held on Friday, December the 16th at the Event Center. For the past 2 years, due to COVID, the luncheon has been held as a drive-through event. This year, we will return to a sit-down meal. Employees with 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25, and 30 years of service will be recognized. County offices will be closed from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. that day to allow as many employees to attend as possible. More information regarding this event will be forthcoming, but we wanted to go ahead and give you the date and the time so that you could hopefully put it on your calendar, December the 16th at the Event Center. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I would entertain a motion to go out of open session into closed session for legal matters, NCGS 143-318-11.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are now going into closed session, folks. Thank you so much for your attendance tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back into open session. Any more business that we need to take care of tonight? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. To the 21st.
Okay. I got a motion and a second to adjourn to November the 21st. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Appreciate the time tonight.